Great Scott. Anybody know what that means? One person knows what it means. Literally, greet God. When I visited some distant relatives in Witzmannsweiler once in Germany, they said to me, Grüß Gott, when I saw them, and I couldn't figure out why they were telling me to greet God. Well, they weren't. This is a shortened form of Es grüße dich Gott. May God greet you. Greet in the older sense of bless you. Greet you with a blessing. So, what they were saying to me when we met, not so much when we said goodbye, but it's used for that too, they were saying the same thing that Boaz, said in Ruth chapter 2. Just then, Boaz arrived from Bethlehem and greeted the harvesters. The Lord be with you. The Lord bless you, they called back. Well, we walk down the path and we say, hey, hi, how's it going? Without waiting for an answer. The Lord bless you would be much nicer, wouldn't it? More meaningful. And that's what Boaz, in all genuineness, said to his harvesters when he met them. When we do the end of the meeting and say goodbye, most of us probably are not thinking, God be with you, when we say goodbye, but that's what goodbye originally meant. Adieu, adieu, adios. Be committed, be entrusted to God. Yes, those are goodbyes too, very good ones. But which God is this? Which Lord are we saying, the Lord be with you, whether we're saying it at a greeting or at a departure? It all comes down to his name. And not just a word that stands for him as a label, but his name in the more complete sense, his reputation, who he is, and what he does. This is not some nameless God, but this is a unique God to whom we entrust those who depart from us, whom we greet in his name and wish with a real wish, a powerful wish, not just a wishful thinking wish, blessing on those we care for. He is a triune God. He himself tells us that this is important. The Father sent the Son into the world. The Son did not send the Father. The Son died on the cross, not the Father, not the Spirit. It is the Spirit of God who anointed Jesus of Nazareth with power from on high. It was not the Father who was poured out on Jesus. It is the Spirit of God who proceeds from the Father, who is sent by the Son to us, and with whom you and I are anointed generously, richly, so that in our hearts we actually possess the blessings of God. God is love. He loves sinners anyway, the same sinners whom he hates, rightly. He loves anyway and saves them. Listen to what we learn of this God of love regarding the Father. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God And that is what we are. God so loved the world that he gave up, sacrificed his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Listen to the love of the Son. Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. The Apostle Paul prays that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And the Spirit, God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. Thank you, God, the Father, the Son, the Spirit. Let us bask in this anyway love that God has for us sinners. Bask in it. And it will move us to a life of love in gratitude. Let's sing of this triune God now. With I Believe in God, we'll sing the introduction first, and then each of the three verses, and then close with the introduction as a refrain.